the Riot Radio. That is part of your underground show, which will be tonight. It's Dreaming of the Fifth, so you can listen to that. And then for more details, log on to RadioU.com.
Great thing about the Riot is that we like to talk to people. You know, people other than ourselves. And what we really like to do is wake people up in order to talk. No, actually, it's not necessarily our fault. It's just that, unfortunately, again, I said this yesterday, Nick, we are the generation of sleeping late. Like, we don't see why the workday can't start at 10 or 11.
But unfortunately,
Nikki and I's workday starts at 6, which means that when we call people, we're forcing them to start their workday a little early. For example, you know, the people from Relevant Magazine yesterday, Dirk Thompson today, and now Adrian.
KJ yesterday.
KJ52 also in bed when we talked to him. And now Adrian from Benjamin Gate, live from her bed. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Are you in bed?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You know what? There is nothing.
And I'm in Washington, so I'm 2 hours behind me.
Oh, it is early.
Oh my gosh, you're in Washington State?
Yep.
Oh, but you were so mean to call
her. I didn't know that's where she was. So what time did you go to bed last night?
I didn't go to bed too late, actually. I think I went to bed at about 12, maybe. I don't know.
Obadiah.
5 hours of sleep, Nikki.
That's enough.
Adrian, let me tell you something. Nikki was like, hey, let's get Adrian on the air. Now she's trying to be all like, listen, we girls got to stick together now. You need to be letting us sleep, man.
So, well, you know, you need your sleep to be do what you do. And we all have hard jobs, so you need that sleep. Obi, I'm really ashamed of you.
Well, no, I just want to say one thing. I don't feel too bad for you, Adrian, because I also got up at 5 a.m. today. Granted, it was this time zone and not that one, but, you know.
Yeah,
and
we often have to travel through the night and stuff, so we don't often get a lot of sleep, so don't even worry about it.
I think you kind of live in the twilight zone, huh? You don't know what time it is or where you're at. You just go and sing.
Exactly.
Now, what are you doing in Washington? Were you there for a show?
Yeah, we're playing Creation today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
So we stopped at a little, probably about 40 miles outside of Creation. There's a little, I think it's called Moses Lake or something. So it's just pretty. It's just really, really pretty. We were traveling along and we were just bored, so we just ended up staying over that last night. And so playing Creation, and then we playing Spirit West Coast, not tomorrow, but the next day. And then we're going down to Irvine, just outside of LA, and we're playing another festival called Fish Fest on Sunday.
Cool.
So, yeah,
quite a drive then.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are, so you're doing, like, you're officially calling this a tour, or are you guys just out there hitting festivals?
No, we're just hitting festivals.
Oh, okay, very cool. Now, are you going to go on a tour for Contact anytime, like in the fall?
Yes, we're going on Festival Condias again.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Forgive me for being dumb.
Cool. And I think there's, like, a good amount of dates on that as well. I'm not actually even sure how many. Probably, like, 35 or something.
Yeah, so. That starts, it's, like, in September?
I think
September 13th, if I remember correctly. So, but that's nice, though. Is that different, traveling on the Festival Condios tour, compared to your own type of tour?
It is, because there's so many more bands. I mean, there's probably about 11 bands or something, so.
It's a huge setup. I know it goes with its own, like, portable stadium. And this year, it's supposed to seat up to 10,000 people. So it's like it's a huge thing.
I think the word you're looking for, Nikki, is quality.
It's quality.
Okay, it's quality.
It's a quality thing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though, because we did it twice last year. Like, we did it in the fall, and then, like, early on in the year as well. So I think for us as a band, like, we're pretty lucky, because I think we have a good idea of what's going on in the whole setup, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You've been there, done that. You're doing it again.
I don't know if we've been there, done that.
That's true. Now, what's up with this contest that you're going to be having through the BenjaminGate.com? You guys are giving away the mic.
You're giving away your microphone?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to tell you a funny story. Our manager came up to me and he decided that we should do this contest and stuff, which is great. And it was awesome. We're endorsed by a microphone company called Audix. They make really, really good microphones.
Uh-huh.
And, so they're giving me a new mic, so we decided that we should give my old one away. So I look after my microphone pretty well, so it wasn't really, like, wrecked or anything. It's just still, like, in really good condition. And I was like, I don't know, it kind of spoils a little bit if you give away a microphone and hasn't like it just looks brand new, you know?
Yeah.
So I decided, like, after every show, I would just toss it up in the air and see how many times I could do in the microphone.
You know what's going to happen is somebody out there is like, wow, I'm going to win this really nice mic, all this kind of stuff, and they're going to get it and be like, what the heck happened to this thing? You can't plug it in anymore. It's all dented.
Well, I managed to throw it up 3 times before it even dented at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they're really good mics, you know. And I think after the 5th or 6th time, I managed to dent it, like, slightly on the one side, but, like, hardly anything at all. But I actually ended up breaking it, like, inside. Like, if you open up the top of a microphone, there's, like, a little capsule, like, the whole thing actually broke off.
I was going to say, if not, destroy it.
Nobody will know.
You hope who wins it's like, don't plug it in. Don't actually try to use it. It looks pretty. Just set it out. Have a good time with it.
The microphone does not work.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a nice present or a nice, you know, prize to win. So.
Well, no.
Yeah, totally.
You can see it in somebody's room with a little glass case over it and then the two Benjamin Gates CDs sitting right next to it. You know, I can see that. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. It's pretty rad because Onyx sent me this little microphone, and they engraved it for me, and it's got a tiny little gas mask, which is our logo.
Oh, sweet.
Like, on it. And then underneath it says Miss 80, so it's cool.
That is very, very nice.
Yeah,
that is
really cool.
Cool.
At first, I was like, I can't use this.
It's too nice to use. It's like the nice china. We can't eat on it.
It's there. Just don't do it.
I was too scared. I was like, oh, no.
Well, I'll tell
then
you
I broke the other one, so I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, you're using the new one. You're going to have to at this point.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to let you go back to bed. So what we want you to do now is, just like we tell everybody we interview in bed, just go ahead and roll over.
Forget we ever called.
Shut your phone off, and you'll just remember this is a...
I'm awake now, though.
No,
you have to talk to me.
You're not awake. You're just having a bad dream. It's all a bad dream. This isn't real.
Okay.
Okay, well, Adrian, thanks for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for calling me.
Hey, and have a good show today. You're doing Creation West, right?
Yes, yeah.
Well, have a good time.
Thank
and tell
you.
Everybody that we said hi.
Okay, I will.
All right, talk to you later.
Oh, this is on for you.
Thank you for doing that. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You need info on it, it's thebenjamingate.com.
Yes.
And then great contest. They'll have more details on their website. But then you can go to radiou.com for the U Music Store because Contact, which is out in stores now, an amazing CD, is for sale. And I think it's only $12.99, so that's radiou.com.
Do what you say, riot.